This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Morning. The big news of the day around the world, the gathering in China for a military parade, and of course the United States Navy sinking, they believe, is a drug boat off the coast of Venezuela in the Caribbean. Joining us, CBS military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland. Colonel, good morning.
Larry, good morning to you, sir.
Where should we start? Very unusual for the Navy to take this kind of action in the Caribbean off the coast of Venezuela.
Yeah, that's for sure, Larry. And I think it bespeaks the new national military strategy, which is due to be released by the Pentagon shortly. And in that document, which is put out annually by the Pentagon, highlighting what are our priorities for security policy, we're going to find that probably the top issue is going to be domestic. And if you bring together not only interdicting the flow of drugs in the United States, but using the military to stem illegal immigration, putting soldiers on the border. You talk about, of course, Golden Dome, a nationwide missile defense system. The Pentagon is now saying, in many ways, that's the top priority they have, and not considering issues as they have in the past of trying to keep pace with China as it expands its military forces or other threats around the world, such as the Russians.
And putting troops in our cities, the president says he's sending troops to Chicago. That's not going well there.
No, not going well at all, Larry. A lot of questions in that particular regard. We just had a court ruling following the president sending U.S. troops to Los Angeles, and the court ruled that that was, in fact, illegal. It was a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, which goes back to the late 19th century, which precludes the use of active military forces to conduct policing operation and law enforcement operation. When the president calls up a National Guard unit, whatever state they might be from, they are federalized and they're considered an active force. Unlike, of course, if the governor of Illinois or the governor of California would decide to call up the National Guard for domestic disturbances or humanitarian assistance after a big catastrophe, then they stay under the control of the governor. In that regard, they can actually, under a governor, be used for law enforcement, but not federalized. Now, the president, of course, has wider powers to do that, however, in Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, which is uniquely under federal control.
But as a National Guard in a city, they don't have the full reign that a police officer would have in that same city. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. They cannot arrest somebody. And the language that they've been using, which I frankly, as an old soldier, find disturbing, that they can hold someone or detain them until an officer arrives to formally arrest. Well, that's kind of a confrontation that could go bad a whole bunch of ways. And you combine that with the fact that we're now being told that National Guardsmen on the streets of Washington are fully armed with their weapons. And this is, unfortunately to me, an open opportunity for a disaster. Not only that, of course, I think it undermines civil control of the military, and that our military does not face American citizens on the streets of the United States. And then last but not least, Larry, it just strikes me that this is an unsustainable solution unless you're going to keep these guardsmen, you know, on patrol in cities indefinitely forever. I don't see how that solves the problem except for a brief period of time.
We're with Colonel Jeff McCausland. That said, let's talk about this military parade in China attended by Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Koreans Kim Jong-un. So this is a show, and they said to stand up to bullies, which the president took as the United States and took to social media to give them his thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he's correct that this was a demonstration of the three of them coming together. The Chinese have been talking for many, many years about creating an alternative system to what they believe is a Western-dominated United States hegemonic international system. And the parade only occurs a day after the meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, another regional organization. And in that meeting, you had Putin, you had Xi, of course, as the host, but you had President Modi of India show up after he has been really, in many ways, marginalized by the president and angered by President Trump with the imposition of tariffs of up to 50% on Indian exports to the United States. But the parade itself, a clear demonstration of military force, also a demonstration that Xi is the leader of this alternative grouping, and all three of these leaders, obviously, key to Russian efforts in the Ukraine. The Chinese still buy a substantial amount of Russian oil. The North Koreans have provided military troops, and I've talked to Ukrainian colleagues of mine who tell me on the battlefield, more and more drones and missiles, when they're shot down or crash, they are identifying lots and lots of Chinese and North Korean parts in those particular weapons. Some have suggested the Russians may be more dependent on external support of those kind of components than the Ukrainians are dependent on external support from the Europeans and the United States.
Short term doesn't look like any promise for peace in Ukraine.
No, not at all, Ari. And we're now, you know, 2 weeks after the famous and rather quick meeting in Anchorage, Alaska. And don't forget, going into that meeting, Mr. Trump said if there wasn't a ceasefire coming out, there would be severe consequences on the Russians. And then we came out and there wasn't a ceasefire and there wasn't consequences. And then he said, well, we're going to wait 2 more weeks and we can put together a meeting that's been promised between Zelensky and Putin, and then a trilateral meeting involving Trump as well as those two other leaders. None of those things have happened. The Russians now saying there's no plans for any type of bilateral meeting, and there's no word from the White House of any kind of consequences. It's interesting, Larry. Mr. Putin spent 3 hours in Anchorage, Alaska with Mr. Trump. He spent 4 days in China with Mr. Xi.
Colonel, always appreciate your insight and time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Larry.
Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS, and you want to nominate them for our Hometown Heroes event, go to kdkradio.com. And yesterday, Aaron, we announced our two Lifetime Achievement Awardees. We've never done this before, but it worked out where Lucas Pyatt, who's a visionary in the region, the man behind this new Esplanade and many other projects, and $1 billion in the region in infrastructure over the years, is one of them. The other is Jerome Bettis, NFL Hall of Famer, Walter Payton Awardee for his charitable work, and only one player a year gets that. And they're celebrating, by the way, the Steelers' 20th anniversary of that 2005 Super Bowl in Detroit against Seattle, where he got to walk off in his hometown with a Super Bowl ring.
Two very deserving people.
And that doesn't happen. You know, you could script that, and Ben Roethlisberger telling him the year before, don't retire, come back. Right?
Right.
We want you to do what you do. We're gonna get you a Super Bowl.
Yes.
It rarely works out like that.
I'm excited. I'm very, very much so looking forward to meeting him at your event. I think it's going to be so positive and electric.
By the way, you can get tickets and you can go to kdkradio.com. That's Wednesday, October 15th at the Rivers Casino Event Center on their second floor, which is a great venue, and we thank them for their hospitality. Tomorrow night, the NFL season begins. The Dallas Cowboys visiting the world champions, speaking of Super Bowls, Philadelphia Eagles. And then Friday night, there's a game. Kansas City, Los Angeles Chargers, Steelers play on Sunday at 1 in New Jersey at the Meadowlands. They call it the Met. The Giants use it too. Jets, Steelers, a lot of intrigue. Aaron Rodgers goes back to the team he just came from after a lot of acrimony there. Justin Fields, who was with us last year, is there. Won't it be
so interesting? So much switching happening.
Won't that be interesting? Dynamic in many NFL people who are, you know, follow very closely are
right.
Saying this is the game of the day.
Yeah.
The matchup. So yesterday, Coach Mike Tomlin began his weekly press conferences. They'll be on Tuesdays at noon, like they usually or always are throughout the course of the season. And here's what he said about Aaron Rodgers. Listen to what he squeezes in 24 seconds.
His arm talent is unbelievable, not only in terms of arm strength and accuracy, but his ability to release the ball from a variety of places. You know, his game management expertise and experience is very evident. His line of scrimmage play, weaponizing of cadences, etc. His above-the-net game is very unique. It's been a good process, but the proof is in the pudding. I'm sure he's excited about getting into a stadium with us and quarterbacking for us, and I know I'm excited about seeing it.
Above the neck.
Isn't that amazing how much he squeezed into 24 seconds about Aaron Rodgers? That's all you need to know.
Yeah, but he's saying it in it with such ease. It sounds like he's sipping.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A glass of water. It's just coming out. You're like, oh, okay.
You could say what you want about Coach Tomlin, but there is nobody on the planet that can do what he does when it comes to being an orator in the moment.
So true.
That said, a shadow of a doubt, Captain Cam Hayward, who had talked about a contract, his want to get more money, even though he's under contract for the next two seasons, and Tomlin was asked, well, is he playing?
Certainly expecting Cam to play. Cam doesn't play a lot in team development over the last several years. My job is to get him in and out of Latrobe, and I've done my job. And so there are no reservations about his participation or his readiness. I'm sure he's chopping at the bit.
And then Cam has a podcast, so you know that was going to come up.
Any other news we want to report on? Anything about you going on? Everything good with you?
Nope.
Before I move to college football?
Nothing to talk about.
Nope.
So what's interesting is Coach Tomlin went on to talk about Justin Fields because Fields used to be here, and it was said that Coach Tomlin loved his game, and so curious why, you know, he went on to the Jets. So, you know, he has great respect for Justin Fields too. So here's you'll love this. This is another great Coach Tomlin. When it comes to facing game one of the new season.
None of us have seen our guys in stadium. And so I just think that that's something that we all manage this time of year. That's just the realities of this business. I think there's some speculation and some not knowing this time of year. You can hide under your desk or you can be confident. I choose to base my posture on what I've seen from a prep standpoint, and I've been really comfortable with what I've seen.
I just love it. I can listen to him all
day.
I choose to base my posture.
You can't hide under your desk, Aaron.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's no room in that desk where you're at in the producer's space anyway. So he was asked about Fields moving on and why, even though Coach Tomlin really liked his play.
You know, it's free agency. It was not only our decision, it was his decision. And so it was mutual. There's a lot of moving parts in free agency. And so I wouldn't present it in the manner in which you asked it.
Even that. I wouldn't present it in the manner of which you asked it. Yeah, wow.
He's actually, I marvel at the way he
he's unreal.
Let's see. We got to have one more. Oh, how about him talking about Aaron Rodgers coming in and being captain. You know, there were times when Ben Roethlisberger wasn't captain.
I don't think anybody's surprised by that, not only because of his resume and experience, but what he's displayed since he's been here in terms of being a great team guy and communicating and leading and sharing his experience and the lens through which he sees the game with others. It's just been a good process. I don't think that was earth-shattering in any way within our collective.
Steelers-Jets Sunday at 1, and tomorrow morning we'll talk to Hall of Fame broadcaster Bill Hillgrove, get his take on the game and how Pitt did and what he thinks they will do Saturday against Central Michigan. A very emotional story from yesterday. Jedediah Jackson, just 5-year-old in the Stowe Rock school system, wandered off during recess and was missing for most of the day into the early evening. And joining us is Justin Melanson with AVO Industries, who operates a drone. Justin, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
This is obviously a happy ending to the story after 7 o'clock last night. That's a long time for a 5-year-old to be wandering around by himself, maybe unable to reach out. And this was an all-out effort by law enforcement around the region. So walk us through how you got involved.
Yeah, no problem. And I'm glad you said that. You know, I was the drone operator. My company, AVO Industries, has a division for search and rescue and tactical recovery and rescue operations. So we were able to go over there and help out. We were contacted by multiple officials. You know, at the end of the day, you have a command over there that approves, you know, the flights, and we got approved to fly. We, you know, joined the rescue effort later in the day. We were able to actually locate the missing individual there. He was alive and well, as you can see from the video, if you have that. We were able to find him.
By the way, we have that video posted on our Facebook page so people can see the work that you did. And so walk us through when you thought you spotted him in a ravine, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We actually took a drive away. You know, we've done hundreds of searches, so we were pretty good at figuring out how to locate missing people. I actually took a drive away from the original scene where he went missing, and we were using a very high-powered customized thermal drone, and a thermal drone cannot see in a sunny environment because everything is hot, everything's the same color. So I went pretty far away, and I was looking into the shadows where the drone can see the difference in temperature. And he was a very small speck, but I saw something there, so I zoomed in. We have a very high-powered zoom. I zoomed in, and there he was. He was standing there. He looked like he was actually in pretty good shape. Again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know his final condition, but I radioed in very quickly, and they sent in the other drones from the county, and they were able to identify him, and then they had a search team go and rescue him. So it was a great ending.
Yeah, I mean, but can you imagine for the whole community, let alone his family, missing for that long? And it started, you know, you start to get to 7 o'clock at night, and before long you worry, are we going to find him before it gets dark? So thank God you did. Tell me more about this search and rescue component of AVO Industries.
Yeah, we actually have been involved with some very high profile situations. We don't talk about everything we do. We have worked with the FBI in the past. We worked on the Trump assassination attempt. We get into a lot of different things. So a lot of times no one really knows we're there. But in this situation, we are very excited to be able to help out and have a great ending. A lot of times we find people that are deceased, you know, that have been missing for 1 month to, you know, years. So yeah, again, we are very excited to be a part of this very, like, as you said, emotional. There was hundreds of volunteers there. There was, you know, Allegheny County called in everybody they could. There was, you know, search and rescue teams. Allegheny Mountain Rescue was there. You know, all the law enforcement, all the fire departments, EMTs, everybody was there, all hands on deck.
You know, looking at your video, it seemed like you were pretty high up at first.
Yeah, well, that's kind of an illusion. In the United States, and the state police helicopter was not in the air at that time, but in the United States, unless you're in controlled airspace, you could fly at 400 feet. I was actually only 200 feet above the area that I was flying from, so I was actually kind of low to the ground. You can fly 400 feet high.
Yeah, but it was pretty dense in there, so you were able to get, you know, to find this 3.5 foot tall young boy. What was it like when you realized we found him?
I was very excited. Some of the neighbors, I had pulled into a cul-de-sac, you know, and some of the neighbors came out and they asked what I was doing. I told them, and they were standing right there, and I flew up, and within just a couple minutes, I got a heat signature that was walking through the woods a little bit, and then I lost him a couple times, and I couldn't quite tell what I was looking at. I had seen raccoons and possums up in trees earlier. So again, I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at. And then he walked out into the clearing. And I obviously, from the video, you can see I started to zoom in and find him. It was just, a very small little speck in the thermals from very far away. And I used my 200 times zoom camera to zoom in on him, and we were able to locate him.
Boy, even watching it, you know, makes your heart skip a beat. Being down there by himself, nonverbal on the autism spectrum. So thank God for your work, Justin. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thank you very much.
Justin Melanson, who is with AVO Industries again. I didn't realize, Aaron, they do this kind of work. So really impressive. And in this case, all's well that ends well. Apparently, he is in good shape. And this is a happy ending to a story that could have gone so easily the other way. And you can check it out. See the video. It's remarkable. On our Facebook page at KDKA.
Good morning from the KDKA Radio News Desk. I'm David Balarado. A worker was crushed by a boulder at a quarry in Torrance, Westmoreland County yesterday. That man has been identified now as 61-year-old James Gershman of Indiana.
Dangerous work they do in those mines and quarries. Kind of take it for granted, but sad ending.
The Pirates honor a memorable day back in 1971 when they fielded an all-minority lineup, and one of those players that day was Al Oliver.
We came together as a team. And we were always a team. You know, there wasn't any racism and things of that nature. But when it happened, I didn't realize it until about the second or third inning. I turned to one of my teammates and I said, you know what? We got all brothers out here, man.
I love that. Scoops, he was a fan favorite. Manny Sanguin was there yesterday and Roberto Clemente Jr. representing his dad. Yeah, who knew that 1971 here in Pittsburgh.
And the U.S. strikes a boat in the Caribbean that it says was carrying drugs into this country from a narco-terrorist group.
Doesn't happen very often. The United States Navy does something like this in the Caribbean, and the buildup there has been pretty remarkable. We talked to Colonel McCausland about that. Coming up next, we're going to check in with Marty Griffin. But first...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.